Today's first reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. We see God standing at the ready to forgive Israel and to restore her to a time of her dignity and relationship with God, of repenting from her sins and turning back in her relationship to God to give themselves completely to Him. One of the consistent lessons that Israel was called to learn in the Old Testament is that they were really called to put all of their faith, trust, and hope in God and their relationship with Him, as opposed to seeking worldly or secular mechanisms for their consolation and their hope. And one of the ways that that was manifested was that Israel was tempted to ally itself with other powerful nations that were surrounding it. So in the 8th century BC, in the time that Hosea was writing, the Assyrian Empire was a very powerful kingdom in the Middle East, and it was at that time that Israel was tempted to align itself with Assyria as its form of protection and safety and security. And this then would ultimately help to lead them toward idolatry, toward turning from God, because in subjecting themselves to a foreign power, to a human power, they would be tempted to walk away from their belief in God. And so the message was, Israel was God's chosen people. They were called to give themselves completely to God, and they were called to trust completely in His promises, that even in the midst of persecution, even in the midst of strife and tribulation, they could still trust that God ultimately is their king, and that He would be guiding them and leading them, and that He Himself would save them and be their source of hope and consolation. Today's gospel, in a way, carries a very similar message. Jesus tells His followers to be simple as doves, but as shrewd as serpents. And His simplicity is really referring to the fact that Jesus is telling His disciples, you have to be unequivocal in your discipleship of Me and following Me. There's only one person who is worth giving your life to, that is Jesus Christ. He is the Savior, He is the Redeemer, He is the one who shows us the path of life, and therefore, keep things simple and follow the Lord and give everything to Him. And in that sense, they're called to be one-sided in their mindset that everything is going with Jesus and all of their hope and trust is in Him. And the other part, the aspect of being shrewd as serpents, is really a reference to the fact that we live in the midst of a very complex and complicated world. We live in a world which even tries to deceive us in different aspects, which sometimes tries to present what is evil as being something good, which sometimes tries to deceive us by presenting what is good as really being something evil. And it takes a certain amount of shrewdness and wisdom to be able to navigate through a world which is bombarding us with messages that are ultimately competing with the message of the gospel or discipleship of Jesus and trying to lead astray. And so Jesus says, because of the complexity and shrewdness of the world, we too then have to be careful, prudent, and wise in our dealings with the world to not fall into the traps that it so often presents in trying to present what is evil as being good. And all of this is going toward our discipleship, and all of it is really that same message from the first reading to say, in the midst of tribulation, strife, difficulty, we can count on God being at our side. We can count on the power of the Holy Spirit to be our consoler, to be our advocate, and that God is the only one worth turning to and worth giving all of our hope for salvation and redemption to, because He alone is the one who can save. Any other turning to worldly mechanisms of consolation or trusting in worldly powers is ultimately going to end in folly and is going to end in bitter disappointment. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward in this sacred liturgy, let us ask God for the grace that we would always place all of our trust and hope in Him, that we would rely on Him to be our consoler, to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer, and that we would be simple as doves in following Jesus completely and unequivocally, and that we would be shrewd as serpents in navigating through the complexity of the world that we live in. Amen.